The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Do you realize that what you say is not always as important as how you say it? Can you get up in front of any audience at any time and be dynamic? Welcome to Communication Nation with your host, Jill Schiffelbein. Today, we'll demonstrate how small changes in communication behaviors can have a big impact on a business's bottom line. Now, here's your host, Jill Schiffelbein.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's very special episode of Communication Nation. I am joined here live in Voice America Studios with the mayor of Gilbert, Arizona, John Lewis, and two wonderful members of their newly established digital communications team. And our topic today is digital government. And we're going to be talking about a lot of different things, and I'm going to switch the format of the show up a little bit because since we have such a good crew with us here today, I want to make sure we have plenty of time to hear from all of them. So instead of me talking a lot at the beginning, I'm going to share some of the space so we can get to know more about the town of Gilbert, get to know more about our special guest, Mayor John Lewis, and then we'll get into more of the ideas and the formulation behind this digital communications team. And then finally, we'll hear from the digital communications team members who are out in the field and behind the desk and really hitting the pavement, getting the stuff off the road and making Gilbert, Arizona a leader in technology, particularly when it comes to communication. And then, of course, at the end, as always, we'll have our favorite part, the takeaway of the day. Well, let's go on and get started. The first thing I want to do is announce two winners a couple of weeks ago during an episode on communication and social media and web content. I announced a contest on my Facebook page, facebook.com/impromptuguru. And Robbie Hess and Amy Gross, you are the two winners of this competition. You had a lot of likes on your posts. Thank you so much for participating. And I will be contacting you individually to send you an Impromptu Guru 60-second Guru DVD. So congratulations. As you know now, it pays to listen to Communication Nation. So thank you, Robbie and Amy, for tuning in. Now let's start contextualizing today. Today, I have who I feel is a very important person and who's played a big role in my life as my business is developed and formed and run out of Gilbert, Arizona. And for some of you listening who aren't in the Arizona area, you're probably thinking, what the heck is Gilbert, Arizona? Or where the heck is Gilbert, Arizona? And let me give you a little background on it. Gilbert, Arizona is a suburb of Phoenix. So it's part of the Phoenix metropolitan area. It's part of the East Valley. And it is a booming community. And I'll let the mayor talk a little bit about some of the statistics and some of the growth that we've seen. But one of the reasons I picked this community is because as an entrepreneur and as a female, I am looking for a place that is good to live in for business ventures, but also safe to live in. And Gilbert, Arizona is the fifth safest community in the country, and that's from Business Insider. And it's also been named the 33rd best place to live by Money Magazine. So I think I am very lucky to live in the area. And most recently, I just found out we're also the most playful city in the USA, according to Kaboom. So I get the work, I get the play, and I get the safety. So what else could a girl want? I love Gilbert for a number of reasons, but one of the things that I really like about it is the true community involvement. And since starting my business in June 2011, Impromptu Guru, I've been really involved with the community. I joined the chamber. I am serving as ambassador. I go to town meetings. I go to functions and events. And especially this year, I've really been making a concerted effort to do a lot of fundraising efforts and charitable efforts for nonprofits within the community. And for me as a business owner, and my advice to business owners everywhere, is whenever you get invested and involved with your community, you not only see the results from your business side, but you also see them from a personal level. level as well. And a few episodes ago, I was with Adrienne Lynch from the Gilbert Chamber, where we really talked about communication and community involvement. So if you haven't listened to that episode yet, I strongly encourage you to do so, as it will contextualize a lot of the stuff you'll hear here today. With that being said, though, I want to turn it over to Mayor John Lewis. And Mayor Lewis, would you just tell us a little bit about Gilbert from your perspective to give our listeners some context?
What an honor. And to have this privilege of 30,000 cities and towns across the country to have Gilbert picked today, I'm quite honored. And I think in terms of thinking of 30,000 mayors that would love to be on your show, Gilbert would be, like most of the cities in the United States, small. And yet, what has happened, and it happened in my experience too, that we moved. I was transferred from Houston, Texas 28 years ago to the Phoenix area, worked in downtown Phoenix, but I looked for a community that I thought would be a great place to raise my family. And at that time, Gilbert was a very small community of 10,000 residents. Gilbert was incorporated 90 plus years ago in the wonderful year of 1920 as a farming community. It grew a little bit when a railroad came through the town, and yet it pretty much stayed about 1,000 residents for the next 70 years. And it was in 1980 when a few more individuals started to move to Gilbert. And when we moved there in 1985, Gilbert had grown to 10,000 people. And just to now put that in context, over the last 28 years, Gilbert has been one of the fastest growing communities in the country. We are now approaching 225,000 residents, putting Gilbert, of those 30,000 cities, the 99th largest community in the country. And at the growth that we are experiencing in just a few years, Gilbert at build out will become the 53rd largest community in the country. Now, I say that to describe this small community that is now a very large community. And it's a large community that now has large businesses. And like your business, you were looking for not just a great place to live and to play, but to work. And so Gilbert is that community throughout the country that went from a small town to a very large community. And yet, some of the reasons why the citizens still enjoy living in Gilbert is it has that small town feel with the big city amenities. And we have a lot of things happening from a business standpoint. Our education system is very much focused on STEM, which is the acronym for the science, technology, engineering, and math. Our schools are very focused on that, and our workforce, we do have the whole community rallying around, building the workforce, and businesses are coming to Gilbert, where we have vacant land, and all of a sudden, where we had a farming community, we now have a big business that is building satellites. Orbital Sciences would be an example in Gilbert of, we are building right in Gilbert the next 86th Iridium NEXT satellites. And then we also have grown with our biotech, our healthcare, our medical businesses coming, that MD Anderson, the largest cancer-fighting organization in the world, joined with our banner healthcare organization, and we have our banner MD Anderson in Gilbert. We have an organization from a business standpoint that I kind of smile at, because when I was describing Gilbert as a small community 90 years ago, Gilbert was known throughout the country as the hay capital of the world. And that had a lot to do with the railroad coming through town, and our local farmers were growing alfalfa and hay to send to the cavalry in World War I throughout the country and throughout the world. And all of a sudden, Gilbert was known for the hay capital of the world, but now we have turned into the algae capital of the world. And we have an organization that through the ASU Polytechnic campus started a business and went from 3 or 4 individuals to now 100 plus, and it's called Helier. And they are growing algae right here in Gilbert, Arizona. It's more than just growing algae. They have a research development team that is looking at creating products for the future that would be all the way from jet fuel to food products to other items that they're researching, and that's now in Gilbert. And so you have this tiny community of 20 years ago when I was here, 10,000 residents, to now this large metropolitan suburb of Gilbert, Arizona. And we have businesses such as yours that is thriving, and it's a business community, and yet it still has that small town feel. And so I appreciate that PR that you gave of the fifth safest community, the 33rd best place to live in the country. And so our tagline would be that we are known as a clean, safe, vibrant community.
And for me, living in Gilbert, it's funny because to listeners who don't know this, just getting to know more about me, I'm originally from a small town in Kansas. So when we talk about Gilbert being the hay capital, you know, I've been surrounded by farming and agriculture my entire life. And transitioning for me into a bigger city was quite a change. And that was almost 13 years ago now. And I've been in Gilbert since, let me think, 2007. So it's been a while. But even just in the, you know, 5-6 years that I've been in Gilbert, just to see the growth and expansion, to me is fascinating. And one of the things I want to say to give further context to what we're going to be talking about here today is that whenever you have a political figure and you're speaking to him or her, and especially when they come on a radio show, they can tell you all of the major things that are going on in the city. They can give you a great landscape overview like we just got. But one of the things that Mayor Lewis didn't talk about, and I want to brag about, is how involved he is personally with all sectors of the community. So not just these big businesses who are doing things on this international scale, but also smaller businesses. As I said earlier, I'm a huge member and very involved in the Gilbert Chamber of Commerce, and we have ribbon cuttings to welcome new businesses into the community, or milestone ceremonies when a business like myself, you know, launches a new product such as this radio show. And we have these ceremonies, and Mayor Lewis takes the time to go out to every single one of them. And if he can't make it, he always sends a representative. And to me, that really goes to tell you not only about his involvement and investment in the community, but also his understanding of the whole business landscape within the town, and not just looking out for the interests of bigger businesses and all of these flagship companies that are coming in. So that's just a little more context about our special guest today. What we're going to do now is, in just a minute, we're going to segue into our first break. But when we come back, I'm going to let Mayor Lewis talk to us about one of the newer initiatives in the town of Gilbert. And what's great is, although Gilbert's now, you know, almost at 250,000 residents, we still call it the town of Gilbert to keep that localized feel. And we're going to talk about one of their newest initiatives, which is a digital communications team. And so we'll really start to flesh out this idea of digital government and what that means. And then, of course, how it pertains to what they do within the government and within the city level, but then also to think about how that translates into effective business communication practices. So when we'll come back, we'll dive right into digital government with Mayor Lewis. Thanks for tuning in.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post on our wall your thoughts about our shows and network. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
Communication is the key to success, both on and off the field. I'm communication expert Jill Schiffelbein, the impromptu guru. As a former athlete, I know what it takes to be successful as you go from the locker room to the boardroom and all points in between. I will teach you presentation, communication, confidence. With skills like that, you know you'll always be in business. Get the tools you need to succeed at impromptuguru.com/athletes. Again, that's impromptuguru.com/athletes.
These days, everyone is looking for information on staying young, healthy, and fit. The Voice America Health and Wellness Network is here to help you on your quest to better health and a better you. We talk about everything from diet, fitness, and aging to substance abuse, personal growth, mental health, and much more. Learn from our experts who cover health and wellness from traditional and holistic perspectives. Tune in to the Voice America Health and Wellness Network. Healthy living starts here.
The business community's first choice in Internet Talk Radio, Voice America Business Network.
You are tuned in to Communication Nation with Jill Schiffelbein. Do you have a question for Jill? Send an email and she'll answer it on a future program. The email address is jill@impromptuguru.com. That's jill@impromptuguru.com. Now back to Communication Nation.
All right, everybody, welcome back. And if you are just now tuning in, I am joined in the studio with Mayor John Lewis of Gilbert, Arizona, and a couple members of the digital communications team, which we will meet in the next segment. But now, Mayor Lewis, we've talked a lot about Gilbert. You've given an overview of the town, how it's grown, the 56th largest community in the country in a couple years.
Well, now 99th,
right.
And at our growth, which is we're currently the fastest growing community in Arizona and possibly in the nation, we could have built out become the 53rd largest community
53rd.
In the United States.
Now, for a small town girl from a town of about, 17,000 people, this is quite a change.
This is quite a change.
But I enjoy every minute of it. I love the city and I love Gilbert, Arizona, which is why I really wanted to talk to you in here today, because one of the things that I personally am very proud of and very impressed with is this new digital communications initiative. And some background for why I'm so impressed with this for our listeners and for you here in the studio. You know, my career really started as a faculty member at Arizona State University, but I started playing a lot with technology and got really good at it pretty quickly. And what was interesting and how I ended up getting a career path out of it for a while is that I could actually communicate about the technology, which is one of those rare things, because you have a lot of people who behind the scenes are really, really good, significantly better than me at this type of stuff. But being able to communicate about it to an audience is really what was able for me to leverage what I was doing into a bigger platform. And so then I started working in online education, built up an office at ASU from scratch, and, you know, touched hundreds literally of online courses that students still take today. And so I got my geek side, if you will, from that perspective, just playing around. And so when earlier this spring, I'm sitting at the state of the town meeting, and I've been to these before. Most towns have them, and as members of the chamber and as ambassadors, we got invited to a preview state of the town luncheon. So I'm sitting in this luncheon ready to, as in previous years, listen to Mayor Lewis or whoever was representing get up and give a speech. And, you know, the previous year, Mayor Lewis did a good job. He gave this train analogy and getting on the track and Gilbert moving forward, etc. But this year he got up and started talking and said, you know what? You don't need to hear from me. I'm going to let other people speak for the town, because the town is made up of people. And what they did was they showed the first digital state of the town address. And if you look on the show's webpage, specifically for this episode, you'll see a link to this. And it's about, a 20-minute video that tells you all about the town of Gilbert over the past year. And to me, that's fascinating. So I'd like to know, Mayor Lewis, where did this idea come from? How did it develop? And what role did you play in it?
In the state of Arizona, all 91 cities follow a council manager form of government. And I describe that by saying a council functions as a business board. And a lot of listeners would be familiar with what a board would do for a business, that they're the policymakers. Strategic decisions are made with the board, and therefore the council also takes on that role. So in Arizona, a manager becomes almost what I would call the CEO of that organization. And it was a little less than 2 years ago that a new manager came to Gilbert. And he came from the St. Louis area. He had been the manager of O'Fallon, Missouri. And so, and his name is Patrick Danger. As Patrick came in, he, of course, as a new leader of a community, would look at the needs, would talk to a lot of individuals. And what was interesting, within a few weeks of talking to Patrick, as he had made his way around Gilbert, had talked to local leaders, various individuals, he said, we have a challenge with communication. And I take it back to, in Kansas, your small community, and Gilbert being a small community, that it is much easier when you have that smaller community to get a message out, to communicate. You know all the residents. And I even think of Gilbert is known for a Gilbert Day celebration, that a lot of communities will have that annual event when everyone gets together and has great memories are created. And in Gilbert, it's the third Saturday of November, Gilbert Days. And Gilbert Days came in the early 50s when the first paved road was completed in Gilbert. And everyone was so excited that they got together and they celebrated, and they've called it Gilbert Days ever since. But now that we are 72.7 square miles spread out, our new manager said we have a communication challenge, that we are struggling to to keep our citizens engaged and keeping them aware of what's happening and what our plans are and asking for their feedback when we're trying to make decisions. And so he said, I have looked at a model from New York City where they have developed a digital communication office. And so the short answer to your question, Jill, is it was our manager who came in and assessed our community, Gilbert, and where we had our strengths, where we had some challenges, and he said, we need to come up with some new improved ways to better communicate to our citizens. And we didn't know a lot about New York City at that point, but it was Patrick's thought that he said, let's investigate. And after looking at what New York City was doing, even though Gilbert is not quite New York City, we have some things in common. We like the New York Giants, and Dane will tell you about that in a minute. But, and what came from that thinking was we were going to create our own digital communication office. And that's where we did a hiring. And it was our first chief digital communication officer. And that would be a segue into Dana, but that might be your assignment, Jill. But I have two members of the Gilbert digital team that have come to Gilbert, have brought their expertise, their talents, and we have formed a digital communication office. And so live from, I realize our studio is not in Gilbert, Arizona, but live from Arizona, to my left, I present Dana Birchman, who is our chief digital officer, and to her left is a digital journalist. Jessica, we'll have those two talk a little bit more under your direction because this is your show, but that's the background as to our manager looking at needs and talking to the mayor and in full support and agreement, trying to find a community that was doing a very good job of communication. We found New York City, and we created our digital communication office.
Great story. And I'm so glad to have Dana and Jessica here today. And ladies, I'm going to ask you a question in just a minute. But before I do, I want to ask you one more question, Mayor Lewis, about communication. Prior to, you know, your town manager pointing this out to you and having this communication landscape survey, if you will, which I love the idea of that. I do that with my clients all the time. I would like to know, what challenges did you as a leader face in communicating to the people, to the town of Gilbert, to its citizens?
And we will come back and talk about that state of the town, which is one way that a mayor communicates to a community. And yet, in our modern technology, we had started a hard copy of a newsletter that was going out to the citizens, and we had started to do website communication best we could. As you mentioned, it is a great opportunity as a mayor to get out to various events, whether it's ribbon cuttings or community events, school events, and yet you get bigger, and you don't just have one high school. You have 10 or more, and you have the grades, the junior highs and the elementary schools, and it's really hard to get out to all of the citizens. And so all of a sudden I was finding it, even with all 7 council members trying to divide and conquer and getting out into the community, that we could not get everywhere we wanted to be. We could not find the ways to touch the citizens, to let them know that we wanted to find out what their challenges were, what the needs were in the communities. And so we needed to find new means and ways to do that. And the prior methods we still do, because that's the face-to-face, and that's so important in a community, even if as you get larger. But with modern technology, there are new ways to get a message out, new ways to listen, whether it's a tweet or something on YouTube, a video, some additional way of communicating. And maybe let me get back to the state of the town and talk about that. So I've served as mayor for 4 years. And the typical approach on an annual basis to talk about what had happened the prior year, what the future plans were for the next year, would be a state of the town. And so we have a council chamber that has seats for about 200 residents. And we would also take advantage of a chamber function that might be a luncheon. And we would maybe have 100 of our business leaders there. And so by the end of the day, we might have been able to get to about 300 individuals. And it was typically the mayor standing up and just the mayor talking about what had happened and the future plans for the next year. And so with our digital communication office, the idea came, what if we did something that had never been done before and created a digital state of the town? And so with that creative thought from our team, we said, why not? And so to jump ahead to what you saw when I walked in this just a few months ago and said, we're doing something a little bit differently. Instead of the mayor standing up and talking for the next whatever time period that would be, we're going to, and I gave an overview, and then it was a 22-minute presentation. Now, even 22 minutes is lengthy for a video. But what happened was I became the narrator. I started it off. I ended it and had segments in between. But all of a sudden, it gave me the ability, with the Gilbert Digital team helping, to pull together little segments of all seven council members speaking, of our town manager, of five or six business leaders, of five or six of our education leaders, and then walking around town talking to citizens. And then we had a 22-minute production that had lots of people, had a lot of citizens involved. And it became a production that we have had over 1,000 people watch the video. We did it in a setting where people could also see it. And then electronically, we have been able to use it as a marketing tool to tell people outside of Gilbert, outside of the state of Arizona, what Gilbert was all about in a very short, concise message. And so that's a little bit of the overview of what you saw and how you were introduced into the digital communication team of Gilbert, because we had these team members that all of a sudden were using new technology to help with our communication.
And what was really interesting for me, not just getting to see it, but I actually was hosting the table where the digital communication team sat as an ambassador. So I got a lot of different opinions and a lot of different feedback, an insider look, if you will, of the video while it was running, and getting to see the reactions and watching them, you know, me being the consummate analyzer of communication behavior, right? Me watching them looking around the room, trying to gauge people's reactions and get feedback from it. And I think it's really interesting because let me make a couple of parallels here for our business listeners out here. So how can this translate into your business before we go into break? And one of the ways is I've seen a lot of politicians, especially on the national scale, really leverage social media. And Barack Obama back in 2008 was one of the first politicians to do this in an incredibly successful way, not only getting out there on Twitter, Facebook, etc., but also using video to communicate, using surveys to get feedback from people and having that type of interaction. And although that worked incredibly well, you didn't see a lot of towns and a lot of cities replicating that idea until a handful of years later, when we're really getting into the idea of, you know, this isn't just some haphazard effort. You know, in a lot of businesses, they think, let's throw a couple hours a week at social media and it's going to do the job. And that's not the case. You need to have the strategic effort. And if you're a solopreneur, a single entrepreneur, or really small business, it would behoove you just to take some time to make a strategy, to make a plan. We know you don't have your own digital communications team. My goodness, I know I wish I did, but that's not the case. And so you need to start to think strategically about how you can get people to communicate. If you need to be in five places at once, just like the mayor did and the town council did, how can you leverage technology to help expand your presence, help get your message out, and help you to reach other people and get what we talked about in the very first episode of Communication Nation on relationship building, that human touch, that element where you're reaching out and making connections with people that are truly going to foster your business development, your business growth, and of course, your place within the community. So on that note, we're going to head into break. And when we come back, we're going to introduce again the members of the digital communications team, and we're going to get their input on how they make this work behind the scenes. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be right back.
Find out what's happening on the Voice America Talk Radio Network by keeping up with us on Twitter. You can find us at Voice America TRN.
Communication is the key to success, both on and off the field. I'm communication expert Jill Schiffelbein, the impromptu guru. As a former athlete, I know what it takes to be successful as you go from the locker room to the boardroom and all points in between. I will teach you presentation, communication, confidence. With skills like that, you know you'll always be in business. Get the tools you need to succeed at impromptuguru.com/athletes. Again, that's impromptuguru.com/athletes.
The latest business information is made simple with the Voice America Business Network. The professionals in the business world bring you live talk radio shows featuring an array of business topics, strategies for building wealth, sales and marketing, stock trading, investing, and business technology. Voice America Business hosts are professionals in their fields and bring to the airwaves weekly business discussions that offer up-to-date information, advice, and education. The Voice America Business Network, the bottom line in business talk. When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network. You are tuned in to Communication Nation with Jill Schiffelbein. Do you have a question for Jill? Send an email and she'll answer it on a future program. The email address is jill@impromptuguru.com. That's jill@impromptuguru.com. Now back to Communication Nation.
All right, everyone, welcome back. It's the third part of the show, and we're going to bring in even more guests with even more great information to share with you about digital government. And to me, this idea is fascinating because government, you know, when you're sitting in high school and you're reading the history books, you know, it's by the people and for the people and our Constitution and Declaration, you know, all of these things that we have ingrained in us since our early days in elementary school. And what by the people and for the people means now is very different from when that phrase originated. And so we have cities and we have towns that are moving into that landscape and meeting people where they are. Instead of doing it physically, going out in person, they're giving people the opportunity to interact with the government on a level that, you know, 5 years ago did not exist at all as a prevalent factor in terms of a communication channel within our communities. And Mayor John Lewis from Gilbert, Arizona is here. And Mayor Lewis, we just talked a lot about the formation of this digital communications team, but you've brought with you a couple of people. And so if you'd like to, again, tell us their names, and I know you introduced them earlier, but what I want to know is what's something really interesting about each Dana and Jessica that makes them really well suited to this position?
Well, first, how do we find the best and most qualified chief digital officer in the entire country? So you find someone that grew up in Gilbert, has those Gilbert roots, and has made it big and gone back to New York City, had opportunities to work with some major productions. Andrea Mitchell of NBC News all of a sudden has Dana as her right hand, and we found Dana and said, it's time for you to get back to Gilbert. And so I introduce the finest chief digital officer of any community across the country, Dana, and then she came to Gilbert and started the digital communication office and was looking for some other team members, and she found, and maybe, Dana, I'll let you talk about how you found Jessica, but I will say that Jessica is a digital journalist, and she has the job that I want. And we won't get into a lot of details about my background, but when I was in high school, video cameras really hadn't been the tool that could be used, but a Super 8 movie camera was. And I used to make, in high school, Super 8 films and show them to high school friends and charge a quarter for them to come and see it. And so all of a sudden, here in the year 2013, we have Jessica here as a digital journalist, and she's very good. And she, and I guess I'm breaking a commandment here by coveting her job. But these two are wonderful additions, as you said, Jill, to enhancing the communication in our community and bringing citizens to an understanding of what's going on, to provide greater engagement, to provide tools and ways where they can be involved and know what's going on, whether they were at the event or whether they are then watching it through social media, through the websites, through other technology means. And so to my left, is this where I get to be host for just a minute and say,
take it away, Mayor Lewis.
Dana, tell us more.
Great. Well, I'm so happy to be here. And like Mayor Lewis mentioned, you know, this job for me really, all things fell into place. Having grown up in Gilbert and then left to work in the TV business for almost a decade in New York, I saw this opportunity and thought, well, this is really interesting. So when I first arrived, and as you'll see at most, what looks like, you know, in most municipalities, a traditional communications department usually would consist of a few, maybe a couple of public information officers, some AV staff that helped to run sound at meetings and so forth. And one of the things that was kind of my first task at hand was taking a look at the people, the jobs, the type of staff that I had at hand, and knowing what the vision was laid out for me by Mayor, Council, and Patrick Banger, our town manager, I knew that in order to accomplish the things that we wanted to accomplish together in the next 5 years, we would have to have a different type of staff and something that is very non-traditional when it comes to municipal government. And so I quickly assembled that team, and one of the main pieces of that team was I wanted to hire two digital journalists who would be storytellers, not just kind of thinking about moving away from the traditional write a press release and send it out to tell a story, but how do we engage a much larger audience? How do we reach more people through social media, through YouTube, through our website? And one of the main components of that is through video production and looking at not telling our story necessarily through the print or the written word, but digitally and through great storytelling. And I knew that if we made an investment in that type of position and found the right people, of course, that we would be able to do so much more and really set a standard when it comes to local government. Having had a video production background, I knew that this was something, you know, from short form to more long form storytelling, that if we made an investment in, we could really be the leaders in this area locally and nationally. And, you know, it's interesting because some of the pieces of New York roadmap we're definitely following when it comes to the technology, but the video production piece has kind of been my own dream and creation, and it's really been a terrific, it's reaped many benefits, and I think it's helping us to reach a much larger audience than we would have traditionally, and helping us to connect and communicate with internal staff, external residents, visitors, people that don't know about Gilbert but would maybe want to come. So, like I said, a main piece of this is hiring these digital journalists, which people say all the time, well, I work in the news business, and if I don't stay in local news, what am I going to do? There's no jobs for me. Well, I'm happy to say that, you know, we were able to find two great people who probably never assumed they'd be working in local government with their skill sets, but they've done a terrific job and made a great, great contributions in just the year that we've had our team together. So Jessica Bautista came to us from local news. She had been in Florida and then in Tucson and, you know, was really looking for a new challenge, and we were able to hire her, and I'm sure there's moments like me when you leave news, you wonder, how am I ever going to be fulfilled every day? Local news and live television is so exciting, and it's such a fast pace, and it can be so exhausting, but would this pace be slow? And one of the things that I've been really focused on is keeping kind of that feel. So we keep the fast pace. We don't slow down, but I try to keep my team and my staff kind of at the local news pace, but in local government, which is kind of an oxymoron if you think about it. But Jessica can tell you a little bit more about how she, you know, has really helped to create this position and make it her own, and, you know, hopefully can encourage others that there are possibilities beyond local news for journalists who are educated and think they maybe only have one career path.
And Jessica, welcome to the show. And Dana, thanks for that wonderful overview. You know, going off of what Dana talked about, really, you know, as a digital journalist, you know, this idea of even backpack journalism, right, has come around where it's the journalist's job to be writer, to be reporter, to scout out the news, to do video. And I know there's a whole team here that works on that. But in thinking about what you do, what is the part of your job that really makes you feel connected to the citizens of the town?
Oh, that's a great question, and I'm happy to be here as well. Dana talks about pace, and it's real easy in Gilbert to keep up with that fast pace because it's just so rapidly growing. There's so much going on, and I have to say that, you know, the most fun part of my job is actually being out there. It's the same thing that I enjoyed with reporting is being out there in the community, being able to talk to the residents and the business owners, and just to tell their stories. And I think that's one of the most important things that we do, you know, on the digital communications team is with the video, visually being able to tell these stories from the residents and the business owners and the other things that are happening in the community, whether it's an event for Parks and Rec, you know, that you can go see online later if you missed it, or you can go see yourself participating. We just did a superhero adventure race that we did a video for, and it was a lot of fun, and a lot of the people enjoy seeing, you know, themselves running that race later on, and we share this across all sorts of platforms. So just being out there, telling their stories is just a great way to be involved in the community and to participate.
And when you're out there, you know, hitting the pavement with community, and, you know, I mentioned earlier just the importance of people being involved, but when you're involved in your community, that's one thing, but when your community recognizes you back, that's another. Talk about that a little more.
You know, that's where these different platforms come in. We do the video, and that's kind of a one-sided, you know, you're watching the video. But what makes it great in the way that we do it is there's so many ways for people to communicate back with us. So every time we make a video or we do a story or we do a press release, we share it across all these different platforms. It goes on our public access channel, Channel 11. It also, we share it on Facebook. We share it on Twitter. We have Environmental Services has a Pinterest account. And these are all platforms that people can interact with you. People can say, hey, you know, that was a great story. Or, hey, did you know about this going on? And, you know, that gives us some more direction. Maybe we can go talk to those businesses or whatever topic that they want to bring up. So just kind of that two-way communication, being able to directly interact with residents across these social media platforms, is what I think separates us apart from a lot of the other government agencies that may not be utilizing them as well as we do.
Jill, just to give you an example, what I have seen as mayor is we started doing blogs, as an example. And we'd get a few hundred individuals reading the blogs, and all of a sudden, with Jessica's creative thinking and using the social media, she would add a short one-minute video that would go along with some of the things that were happening, and maybe comment on that, Jessica. We have had great response to that, probably many times what the blog readers were doing.
Yeah, you know, you talk about the manager's update is the blog from our town manager that we did. And originally it was just a written post. And we get maybe 30 to 40 views on those posts. As soon as we started doing these minute-long videos, and these are real simple. They're shot on an iPhone with an adapter for a microphone. So they're real short, minute, 2 minute long videos, and they're getting hundreds of views each time. The first one we posted, it just blew the rest of them out of the water. So it's a great way to communicate. I think people are on the go, they want to see these short segments, and they're really enjoying it.
And you know, a note to people, you know, just trying to communicate out there, whether you're in government, whether you're in business, whether you are a person with a cause, a nonprofit trying to get out, really important that you don't underestimate the power of video. And if that's not prevalent to you based on the conversation we just had, you know, I hope it will become prevalent shortly. In terms of video and multimedia, when you add something like that to a blog, to your website, to an e-newsletter that goes out, your engagement rate increases, your interaction rate increases, your click-through rate, for those of you that mean something, that increases. All of these things add benefit and value to what you're doing. And Google, the search engines recognize video results, multimedia results, and what they call vertical search. That's all into their algorithms. So not only when you're doing a blog post, for example, if you add the video as that extra engagement piece, you're essentially getting not only the keyword stuff from your blog, but you're also getting this vertical search, you know, Google juice, if you will, from the video. And it all comes in to factor into how people find you and how people interact with you, which is a big part of what we're talking about. We're about to go into break, but when we come back, I'm going to ask each of our guests here, Mary Lewis, Dana, and Jessica, all one final closing question, and then I'll take you into our favorite part, the takeaway of the day. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be right back.
Think you've seen everything there is to see in online television? Let us surprise you. Visit voiceamerica.tv today for sports, health, business, and more on demand 24/7.
Communication is the key to success, both on and off the field. I'm communication expert Jill Schiffelbein, the impromptu guru. As a former athlete,
I know what it takes to be successful as you go from the locker room to the boardroom and all points in between. I will teach you presentation, communication, confidence. With skills like that, you know you'll always be in business. Get the tools you need to succeed at impromptuguru.com/athletes. Again, that's impromptuguru.com/athletes.
What sets apart VoiceAmerica.tv from the other video content providers on the Internet? Choice and flexibility means that you can host your video content live or on demand on the main VoiceAmerica.tv channels through your own branded media player or your own private TV channel. We support multiple media formats, so all of your video content can be in one place. We offer a number of advertising and video packages. For more information, visit VoiceAmerica.tv. If you think you've seen online TV like this before, let us surprise you.
Voice America Business Network, the bottom line in business. You are tuned in to Communication Nation with Jill Schiffelbein. Do you have a question for Jill? Send an email and she'll answer it on a future program. The email address is jill@impromptuguru.com. That's jill@impromptuguru.com. Now back to Communication Nation.
Welcome back, and we are going to start wrapping our show up for today, but I've been so fortunate to have our three amazing guests in here today, and I'm going to ask them one closing question, and you can pick which way you want to address it from. So it's either A, what piece of advice do you have for people thinking about digital government, in essence, digital communication, or what's next? What's next for this digital communications team? And I know each of you have a different angle to approach it from. And Jessica, I'm going to start with you.
That's right. I like the what's next question. Something we didn't touch on quite yet is something that I'm really excited about that we just launched a few weeks ago and has already proven to be very successful is the digital newsroom. And that's, you can get there through our public information page on our website. And what it is, it really is a newsroom online. It has all of the videos that we've been doing. It has all of the news releases and stories that go along with them. But what makes it different is it has a little tab that says download. You can actually download the raw file. And for those of you who may be in broadcast, this is the B-roll footage and the sound bites that go along with the video. And this is for the media. So if there's something going on in Gilbert or there's a story they didn't get to send someone out to, they can actually go to this digital newsroom and download the video themselves and air it on the broadcast, the radio cast. And we actually recently had a story for the Gilbert Police Department. They did a huge theft bust. They busted a theft ring that spanned across three states, and they had thousands and thousands of articles of merchandise that they had stolen. And our police department had actually busted this ring and had taken all of the merchandise. We got video of all of it. We got sound from the police chief. We put it all online, and this was a few weeks ago, and it was actually picked up by all of the major stations in the Phoenix area. So they downloaded the video from our website and they aired it on their broadcast. And we actually had 1,700 views on that YouTube video from that story as well. So that's just kind of how it works. And I'm looking forward to, fleshing that out even more.
That's excellent. And just for some context for our audience, getting YouTube views, we always see these YouTube videos that have gone viral that have millions or hundreds of thousands and millions of hits within a day. And if you're actually making a video that's newsworthy, that has significant content, it's not going to go viral like that. So to contextualize the 1,700 views, that's phenomenal. For example, my 60-second guru videos that I've had out, I've started putting those out in September, one video a week, and I've just now passed the, collective 10,000 view mark on these videos. And that's something that's been going on since September. To have that type of viewership in a short amount of time is really fantastic. So don't get confused with these videos that go viral of, the cute babies dancing or whatever. This is, real news going out. Thank you, Jessica, for being with us today. Dana, let's talk to you. What's next, or what piece of advice do you have for people?
Well, I feel so fortunate, like I said, that what advice I would have is, really, I would say thinking about connecting, and as far as local government goes, connecting with larger audiences, always thinking about technology changing, growing, kind of keeping up with it, assembling the right type of staff with a vision and laying out a plan, and as a collective group making it happen, it's really exciting. One of the other pieces and accomplishments that I've been really proud of this year is we formed what's called the Spark App League through a partnership with ASU Polytechnic Campus and Intel to engage high school students across the state of Arizona in a contest to create mobile applications using Town of Gilbert data. So we provided them with the data sets. The high school students then took them back knowing their coding and developed mobile applications that we can then use. And we just had our first round of winners from the first contest, and this is something that we really see growing. We had 15 high schools participate this time, 9 teams submitted apps, 5 were chosen to be finalists, and then we chose a winner, and the winning app was actually for the Riparian Park and Institute in Gilbert, where a lot of people are interested in coming and spending time outdoors and watching birds and wildlife and so forth. So this is something that's really useful and kind of a creative partnership for us to engage with the community, engage with high school students, but then also create something that's useful through technology and also supports our commitment to the STEM industries, as the mayor mentioned earlier. So this is a partnership that we really see growing and involving the college students as mentors, and we hope to continue to take a lot of our the open data commitment that we've made is to take all of our data sets and make them available to people that would be able to find them useful to create mobile applications that then residents and visitors can use when they come to Gilbert and want to learn more about Gilbert.
Thank you so much, Dana, for being here today. And, you know, it's really true that the whole adage, and I've said it on a number of other shows, but people support what they help create. And the more people you can get invested in the town through digital journalism, through competitions like that, through being open with your information, can really make a big difference in terms of people's investment in where they live. So thanks for sharing with us. Mayor Lewis.
The advice I give to the 30,000 mayors in the United States, digital communication is in. Find your own Dana and Jessica. And the open communication of open government, transparency, of engaging citizens will thrive. Digital communication is in.
I could not agree more. And that message straight from Mayor John Lewis to the rest of the mayors across the country. And let me say to all of the CEOs, the business owners, anyone managing a group of people, that has a need to communicate to an external audience. Digital communication is where it's at right now. So Mayor Lewis, again, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Jill.
And as we go into the last few minutes of the show, I want to give you all what you've come to know and hopefully love is your takeaway of the day. And the takeaway of the day is this. This is a communication behavior that you can apply immediately in your business, in your organization, be it for-profit, non-profit, government, whatever it is. But when you're starting to think about communicating to external audiences and even internal audiences, you want to think about communicating across multiple channels and multiple platforms. And this means that you are not just thinking about how can I deliver this message most effectively, which is incredibly important, and you still need to do that. But what's a secondary solution, a tertiary solution, et cetera, et cetera? And so if you feel that video is the best way to convey a message, communicate via video, but then also communicate via maybe just audio, communicate via text. For example, if you're making a video for your organization and you want to get it out there, have someone transcribe it so you have that text transcript right on the same page with the video. For small businesses who are trying to get web traffic, it increases your keyword resonance. It really gets people engaged with the content. And if people are on a slow connection, it gives them an easy way to access that content. Additionally, you can just take the audio portion of the video and upload it to that same page. So maybe people who are driving in their car and want to just load audio as a podcast to listen to instead of seeing the video, because let's be honest, when you have a video on your screen, you want to watch it. So take that temptation away. It's safer for everyone. So that's one way where you could leverage a simple 1 to 2 minute video, have it coded just as audio and upload that to your site, have a transcript, put that on your site, and you have communication of the same message over multiple channels. once you have an initial form of communication, it's not that difficult to replicate it through other channels. So take advantage of the resources that you have, and especially if you're a solopreneur or a solo entrepreneur, a small business owner, or someone who is not fortunate enough to have their own Danas, to have their own Jessicas in their department, leverage what you have and just think about communicating through different channels that will get you the resonance with your listeners, that will give them a way to invest back in you and engage on multiple levels. And then also communicate through multiple platforms. So if you have this content, put it on your website, but tweet it out, put it on LinkedIn, put it on Facebook. A couple episodes ago, we talked a lot about communication and social media, and that's a really good episode to listen to if you haven't already, because it really gives you a context for how you can be more effective in reaching out to different audiences with social media. And this goes for internal audiences as well as external audiences. So your takeaway of the day, communicate across multiple platforms and across multiple channels. You can use the same message, repurpose your content, and get it out there so people can engage with you. That's it today for Communication Nation. If you tuned into the show, why don't you tweet us out? My Twitter handle is at @impromptuguru, and I'd love to hear your feedback and opinions on our show today. Thank you again to our guests, Jessica Dana and Mayor John Lewis, for being here. And this wraps up another episode of Communication Nation.
Please join your host, Jill Schiffelbein, again next Tuesday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Business Channel, because communication matters.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.